President Obama's order gave NIST 240 days to release the first version of the framework, intended to be a continuously evolving, voluntary baseline set of standards and practices to help safeguard the nation's critical infrastructure from attack. Today marks the halfway point in that process. The agency so far has held two public workshops and gathered more than 200 responses to its request for information on the framework process. Patrick Gallagher, NIST's director, says that industry input is what will determine what the preliminary version of the product looks like when it's released this fall.
The idea behind the framework is very simply to get industry to develop a set of practices, standards, methodologies, whatever it would take, that if implemented would improve cybersecurity performance. So we used the term framework as a term of art to refer to whatever you would put into place that would result in enhanced cybersecurity performance. That will include a large measure of standards.
But Gallagher says industry needs to lead that standard setting process. He says they have the capacity to understand what needs to be done. NIST, as a relatively small agency, does not.
The industry is the one developing IT technology and communication technology. And therefore, they know where this technology is going, and they can bring that skill and that expertise into the process to develop these standards. Secondly, these companies, the internet is a global infrastructure, and these companies operate at a global scale. And by embedding security performance into the products and services themselves, we can in fact achieve a cybersecurity performance that's much broader than our borders, much broader than what we would buy directly. It embeds it in the market and in fact gives our companies the power to shape those technologies around the world. In a time when this technology is moving so quickly and when the threat environment is changing right in front of us, this is going to be an ongoing challenge. But I think the bottleneck can't be NIST. We are simply not large enough to support this on our own. Our role really has to be viewed as, did we help industry come up with a vehicle where they can organize and be responsive to this? That's the only way sufficient technical capacity can be brought to bear, in my view.
In its initial analysis of the industry input it's gathered so far, NIST says it's identified several common themes. Among them, respondents overwhelmingly said the framework should encourage critical infrastructure providers to take a cybersecurity approach that's organized around risk management rather than rigid compliance. Also, the framework needs to take into account that many of the companies involved are multinational corporations subject to international standards, and that the framework needs to be flexible enough to work across multiple sectors of the economy. Gallagher says making the framework flexible will be a key determinant to whether it's actually adopted and used by industry.
Industry's capacity to come together and carry this out is actually the central question. How generic and how sector-specific this framework looks is, in fact, the exact question that the participants in the framework are tackling. The good news is that in spite of the strong differences across sectors, looking at energy or agriculture or transportation and so forth, they are dependent on a core set of communication and IT technologies. And one of the big advantages they have to working together to set a common platform is that they can drive that performance into the market and they can buy these computer services and IT equipment at better cost because they're helping to shape the entire market. I think the bottom line is doing good cybersecurity has to become good business. In the end, this is all going to be about alignment. These framework practices have to be compatible with profitable and well-run companies. And that's really, it may very well turn out that the framework discussions are more about management and business practices than they are about technical controls. And that's okay if it helps us achieve the level of performance we're looking for.
Gallagher testified to a hearing of the Senate Appropriations Committee that covered a wide range of federal cybersecurity topics. But given current headlines, the bulk of senators' attention went to the classified NSA surveillance programs that were revealed by the now former NSA contractor, Edward Snowden. In the wake of those revelations, General Keith Alexander, NSA's director, says it's time for his agency to reassess the way it uses contractors in its intelligence operations.
I have grave concerns over the access that he had, the process that we did, and those are things that I have to look into and fix from my end, and that across the intel community, Director Clapper said we're going to look across that as well. I think those absolutely need to be looked at. I would point out that in the IT arena, in the cyber arena, some of these folks have tremendous skills to operate networks. That was his job for the most part from the 2009-10 is an IT, a system administrator, within those networks. He had great skills in that area. We do have to go back and look at these processes, the oversight in those. We have those, where they went wrong, and how we fix those.
In an interview with The Guardian, Snowden claimed that as a system administrator, he had access that most intelligence analysts didn't, including the ability to wiretap virtually any American's phone conversation. Alexander says that's not true, and he knows of no way for any NSA worker to do what Snowden claimed. But he says it is true that he would have had greater access to data than most NSA employees.
The system administration of those networks, the IT infrastructure, was outsourced about 14 years ago to push more of our work out to contractors. As a consequence, many in government, not just us, have system administrators who are contractors working and running our networks. Now, they don't have total visibility of the network, but they get key parts to it. In this case, this individual was a system administrator with access to key parts of the network. So we've got to address that. That is of serious concern to us and something that we have to fix. What the department is going through in the joint information environment would greatly assist in protecting this data. So going to the what we call JIE is a huge step in the right direction. I think those cloud security and encrypting data is things that we can and should do, but that's going to take time. I don't want to mislead you. This is a significant effort for the Defense Department to move to, but it's one that I know I've personally talked to the Secretary on and the Chairman. We're pushing this. It is the right way to go. I wish we had it. I wish we'd go back in time. NSA is doing the same.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.